Hello, it's Mr. G. Thank you for your patience. These have been difficult times. As a result, I will be making changes to this podcast. Inspired by Kim Matina, today's guest, these episodes will be live first and then will be coming out as part of the podcast later. This should help with production and publishing. If you have any questions or you would like to support me, check out my Twitter at edgookdroid. Let's get started with the show.
Hello, I'm Mr. G. The G is not for Google, but it fits. And thank you for joining me on a journey where we learn from different edtech leaders.
Welcome to Aced Tech.
Today we're talking about Jamboard, which was recorded on March 25th, 2020. aced.tech/32. And today's guest star is...
Hi, my name is Kim Matina. I am a Google certified trainer and educator, as well as a gold product expert for the Google for Education team. And I am a technology teacher as well. Thank you, Carlos, for having me on today.
Thank you for being part of my show. And I've followed you on Twitter, and that's awesome. You want to give out your Twitter handle as well?
@the_tech_lady. And I am also the host of the Suite Talk. That's the suitetalk.com. It's a show about helping educators around the world integrate technology into the classroom and providing a simple conversation and tips and tricks on using edtech.
With an emphasis in Google.
This is true, but it's not limited to Google.
Yeah, same like my show. My emphasis is Google, although it's not necessarily about Google.
It's time for some G Suite ideas.
So Jamboard is an app in the G Suite package. It's part of the core bundle of your G Suite. So everyone has access to Jamboard. For Google for Education domains, it has to be enabled in your domain. So you have to contact your Google administrator. And once it's enabled, you can access Jamboard via the web through Google Drive, or you can download the app on your mobile device at the Google Play Store and at the Apple Store. The app is free. And I'm happy to say that you can also download the app to Google Play Android-ready Chromebooks as well. So a little background on things, you know, about Jamboard, how it's available. A lot of people get mixed up, though, Carlos, with Jamboard because the Jamboard physical kiosk costs a lot of money, and that's the hardware. And yeah. You don't need to have that piece of hardware to use Jamboard. Jamboard is an app, just like Google Docs or Google Slides or Gmail. It's all in your Google for Education account or your G Suite account. So you don't need to purchase anything to use Jamboard. It's absolutely free to use.
The service is free. The hardware is expensive, but you do not need the hardware at all.
Correct. You definitely don't need the hardware. So with all that being said, how can we use Jamboard today in class? I've been trying to push this out for the past 2 years for teachers at my school because I feel that Jamboard is a dynamic learning space. It's a giant blank canvas that you can use with your students, just like a Google Doc or a Google Slide, and it's dynamic. And it provides support for visual learners. So you can use it for sped ed students or any student that prefers a visual learning tool. It offers a lot of different tools. So you can use it for handwriting recognition, shape recognition, auto draw, which is nice. you can insert, you know, images, you can search the internet through Jamboard. It has a lot of nice different options, again, such as like a sticky note, different types of pens and marker tools that you can use on the Jam. you can also crop images. There's stickers in there. So there's so many different things that you can do with it. What the nice thing about it is, two nice things about it is that you can change the background of the Jam so that it's a different color or a different style, and you can insert your Drive files into it.
Yeah. One of the things about the background is that it also has some patterns in case you need to use it for, let's say, for writing. There's a line pattern. In graphing, there's that square pattern and the dot pattern as well.
Yeah, so this is where it gets really powerful. So if you're teaching math, you can change the frame. So each page in a Jam is called a frame. So each frame, you can change the background of the background style. So you can create a graph paper background style, and you can use that in your math class and allow students to graph, solve an equation and graph on that. And I really promote that to a lot of the math teachers. You know, there's a pattern in there for dots. So if you wanted to do something with dots and maybe have the younger students use a dot pattern to create a different shape, you can certainly do that. But the nice thing about it is also, Carlos, is that for elementary school students, you can change the background image to a picture. So just say, for example, I'm doing states, okay? I want the students to label the states in the United States. So I want to get a background picture of the United States, right? A map of, so I can capture that image and I can insert that into Jamboard as an image. So I'm just going to insert that map as an image into the frame. And now my kids can draw on it and actually write on it and label the states, which is pretty cool. It's not a built-in background pattern that's available, but you're kind of hacking it so that you can put your own image as a background.
That is awesome. And one of the things that you mentioned earlier was the different features that it has. And it's my understanding that some features will work on the web version. However, not all features. For the other features, you might need to install the app version, which would be either Android or iOS. And if you have Chromebooks, no matter what, you still have Android.
Yeah, correct. I was going to mention that. Some of the features that I mentioned are not available on the web. So like handwriting recognition is not available on the web. Shape recognition is not available on the web. The best experience to have with Jamboard is to use the app, because you're going to have most of your features available in the app. Now, that's not to say that the web version is not useful. It definitely is. They've updated the web version tremendously, and it's gotten a lot more useful and productive. But it's not quite there as the app. So, like on the web version, I can still change the background of the frame. I can change the color of the marker tool. I can insert post-it notes and images. And what's nice on the web version is that I have a select tool that will allow me just to select one object that's on the frame, which that was a big help. But yeah, I mean, to get the best experience, it's definitely better to download the app.
It's an amazing experience if you just happen to have a stylus with your Chromebook, which would make things much easier.
Yeah, so as long as the Chromebook is Android app ready, you can definitely use your stylus or an iPad pen. If you're using an iPad, definitely you can use one of those you know those tools to use Jamboard. I use Jamboard via the app on my Chromebook. When I'm in school, I actually have the Jamboard kiosk, so I'm very fortunate about that. But it's a really great tool. I promote it a lot, and I really think that it does help visual learners. It helps keep students organized. It does support the five C's of education, which is collaboration, you know, communication, creativity, critical thinking. And the fifth one is curation, because students can use it to brainstorm and dump information into their jam. Another thing that's nice about it is that it integrates with Google Classroom. So if you create an assignment in Google Classroom and you want to attach a jam file to that assignment and send that out to students, you can certainly change the sharing permissions of how you attach that file. You can change it to make a copy for each student or edit. It defaults to view when you change the sharing permissions, but you can certainly send that out to the students the same way you would if it was a Google Doc or a slide deck. And that's the beauty of it. It's really a great tool. It does help support sketchnoting and illustrations. So for any students that like to draw or do sketchnoting for their classes, Jamboard is a perfect app for that.
So I was doing a tic-tac-toe presentation using Jamboard, and I was the presenter, so I was talking about how to never lose a tic-tac-toe. While I had a participant in the back of the room using Jamboard at the same time, so we were both playing tic-tac-toe while everybody was watching on their device, and both me and him were playing against each other, and only me and him had edit access. And for that reason, Jamboard is awesome for collaboration.
Yeah, definitely. That's one of the nice things about it, that it supports the five C's, and teachers can treat jams as if they were other types of Google files. They can actually use Jamboard to give feedback to students. Teachers can create templates using Jamboard and send it out via an assignment in Google Classroom as make a copy for each student. And each student would have their own template to complete the assignment. It's really great. I really can't stress it enough.
Yes, it's awesome.
And you know what I've been doing as well, Carlos, is slowly but surely, I've been taking all of my Google slide decks that I use to teach and present information to the kids in my class. I've been transitioning them over into Jamboard files so that I can use this platform and then share it with the kids as well.
Awesome. And I'm sure that they can go over it whenever they have a chance, not just at the moment that it's being taught.
Yeah. And, you know, like, so some people, like, they ask me, like, you know, so what can we use it for? I mean, wasn't it designed for business? Yeah. I mean, this was definitely, it came out and it geared for the business world, but the education world has now been using it and is adapting different ideas to use it in the classroom. So one of the things that you can use this for is really for timelines. Students can create timelines in here, and they can make it as long as they want. So they can add pictures, they can add notes to the timeline, they can add different resources that they're using about that event on the timeline. They can add charts, concept maps, illustrations. I love to use Jamboard for iconic story writing, so you can have challenge students to create a story and use like five of the same icons and replace those icons in the story where it belongs instead of using the words. So that's pretty. You can use it for do now tickets, exit tickets. You can sort, you can do lists in here. But the best part is app smashing. You get the best of both worlds when you app smash. So there's two things, two other apps that you can use with Jamboard to App Smash. And one of them is the Equatio Chrome extension. So you have to go to the Chrome Web Store and download the Equatio Chrome extension from TextHelp. And what that extension does is it will allow teachers to create mathematical equations. And it will insert those mathematical equations as an image file into your Google Doc or your form. So what I try to tell people to do is I tell people to create a Google Doc for, just say it's chapter one, topic one, and name that Google Doc that chapter and that topic, and put all of your equations that you want to have the students solve in that Google Doc using this Chrome Equatio Chrome extension. And then what you could do is copy the image, because like I said, it installs those equations as an image, and then you could paste it into a JAM, and each equation could be on its own frame or own page. So you can actually create like a digital notebook for them to solve mathematical equations. So that's really cool.
That is awesome.
Another app that you can use with Jamboard is Google Keep. And Google Keep is the is a hidden gem. So Google Keep is an app that is like a digital post-it note, but it's like a digital post-it note on steroids. It has like so many different things that you can do with it. But what you can do is you can use Google Keep to take notes or create lists, and then you can download that note as an image and insert that into Jamboard too.
Nice.
Yeah. So, you know, when you app smash, you know, you can get the best of both worlds. Now, with everything going on with remote learning and trying to capture, capture the content for the students, what I would recommend is, you know, use Jamboard to write out your lesson content for math teachers or science teachers. Or any teacher, it doesn't matter what subject you teach. And then you can use like Screencastify or WeVideo to capture your screen while you're writing out your problem, you're solving your problem. And that way the students can hear you and they see how you're solving the equation. And it's all captured within that, that recording.
That's awesome. So recording your notes, then share the video and the notes, and they can go over it as they need to. Yes, that is awesome.
Exactly. Yeah, it's awesome. It's a great tool. I mean, I call it get on the Jamboard train, because like if you don't get on the train, you're going to miss it, and you're going to miss what this great tool is all about. So, you know, I try to really encourage people to use it. When they look at it at first, people are like, what am I going to do with this? But it's really for like out of the box thinking and really just delivering your content in a different way.
Awesome. Definitely.
Yeah. And then, you know, not to mention your delivery of content, but your students' work, your students can use this to show their work as well. So, you know, just like any other Google app, it goes both ways with the collaboration and, you know, the creativity.
So the students can be the creators also.
Yeah, definitely. Last year, I had a student use my Jamboard kiosk, and she found an image of an animal on the internet, and then she drew that animal on the kiosk. So, you know, which was pretty cool. You know, you can use it for art. Even if you're in music class, you can definitely use it in music. Use the whiteboard as the paper or the area to write music, right? To write your notes. So, you know, it's really, you have to think out of the box. And I will definitely put my resource in your Wakelet.
Awesome. Thank you.
Time for a quick break. Hashtag ad.
Okay, so you can tune in to the Sweet Talk. That's the SUITE Talk. And my website is thesweettalk.com. And my show is about helping educators around the world integrate technology into the classroom. I don't focus on just Google for Education tools. I try to focus on what the need is. And my show is about having simple conversations with people, sharing their expertise to help others pay it forward, because that's what it's all about. We're in this together, and I'd like to just pay it forward to help somebody else use any of the tips or tricks or conversations that I'm having with guests. And you can also visit my website. I have a Jamboard page on my website at thesweettalk.com, and you can see how I have a lot of ideas about Jam. And I will also make that available in the show notes as well.
I think one of the best episodes you have on your show is one called From Zero to Podcasting in $0. That one is awesome.
Yeah, that one, I really know that person, and he did a really great job on that episode. So unlike a podcast, I do a video, so I get to see the person, and then I download it as a podcast as well. So Carlos was on my show, and he spoke about podcasting and how we can use it in the classroom. So yeah, that was one of the best shows.
Awesome. Thank you.
Education should be mobile with ACED apps.
I mean, I have a lot of Chrome extensions that I use, but one that I can't live without, and especially right now, is Screencastify, because I'm constantly making videos for staff and for teacher and for students as well. So how-to videos, I use Screencastify.
Thank you so much for being part of the show. And again, your Twitter handle is?
At the Tech Lady.
With underscores.
Yeah, with underscores in between each word.
And also your show is The Sweet Talk.
Yes.
And you can find this.
Sweet, because people think it's SWET.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, so that's why I'm always spelling it. So it's the SUITE talk.
Yeah, so the, like G Suite, but thesweettalk.com.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for being part of my show. And it's also awesome to be part of your show. It was an amazing experience. Thank you.
Thank you, Carlos. This was a lot of fun and definitely a different experience than I'm used to. So I appreciate you exposing me to the podcast and platform. So I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Thank you for listening to ACED Tech.
I would love to hear from you. Send me a message on aced.tech/feedback. Where you can record your voice, tag me on Twitter, or call me to leave me a voice message. If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe on the Google or Apple Podcast app, or anywhere podcasts are found. I'm Mr. G. Cheers.
Another Chrome extension that I use all the time is Wakelet, because the Wakelet extension will allow me to easily curate information into collections that I already have. And one more Chrome extension that I love is Nimbus, because I can do a screen capture and edit the screen capture and put, text boxes on there, maybe, shapes, arrows, and save it and download it. So those are like my three Chrome extensions that I can't live without at the moment. But my favorite app, I'm looking at my phone right now. Honestly, my favorite app, I don't have one. I don't have a favorite app, I have to say, because okay. I just kind of like,
We can do without that.
Yeah, I love Jamboard. I have Jamboard, and I use that more for school, but on my phone as a personal personal preference for an app. I mean, Instagram Facebook, you know, social media apps.
Okay.
Yeah, the Google Photo app I do like. Google Photos app I like. So, I mean, that one is good because it takes all of my pictures and then it syncs it up to my Google account. And then it saves space on my device. So for any app on a personal level, I would say Google Photos.
Google Photos is awesome. Saves you from losing your phone and losing all your photos that go along with it.
Yeah.